Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 80 for the week of July 14th, 2008. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome Metal Surface Technologies, LLC, as a new supporting advertiser in the Job Shops directory. Located in Cleveland, Tennessee, just minutes from Chattanooga, Metal Surface Technologies is a state-of-the-art military standard plating and metal finishing company. Their services include anodizing, black oxide, electroless nickel on alloys of steel, copper, and aluminum, electroplating of tin, copper, zinc, and nickel, and passivation of stainless steel. For more information on Metal Surface Technologies, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. In other advertiser news, Cryogenic Institute of New England, located in Worcester, Massachusetts, issued a press release on June 30, 2008, introducing a new capability of utilizing liquid helium for cryogenic treatment of materials to temperatures as low as 4 Kelvin, minus 268 degrees Celsius, minus 451 degrees Fahrenheit. The procedure involves the utilization of a specially modified cryogenic chamber that was designed and constructed in collaboration with technology partner Applied Cryogenics, Inc. The chamber utilizes multiple dedicated delivery systems for introduction of both liquid nitrogen and liquid helium. The system also utilizes an advanced insulation scheme that involves a combination of sophisticated polyisoaneurate materials as well as vacuum and liquid nitrogen jackets for maximum effectiveness. A proprietary method for controlling the delivery of the helium to the chamber enables controlled rates of temperature change. According to Robin Rhodes, president of Cryogenic Institute of New England, the capability grew from the needs of its aerospace customers who sought extreme temperature cycling for residual stress relief of critical components. While the majority of applications have been related to aerospace, the firm has also offered the capability to researchers and other industries, including electronics. Cost for the treatment varies depending on ramp and soak times, but Rhodes estimates that his firm can offer a near-absolute zero treatment cycle for less than 30% of the cost of similar processing as offered through governmental and other research organizations. To read this entire press release and to learn more about Cryogenic Institute of New England, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. In a press release by Anoplate Corporation dated June 12, 2008, Anoplate has the scoop on Mars. When NASA's Phoenix Mars lander started sampling the surface of Mars in early June, the first thing to contact the icy soil was a protective coating provided by Anoplate Corporation of Syracuse, New York. The aluminum sampling scoop, referred to as the ISAD, Icy Soil Acquisition Device, at the end of the Phoenix Mars lander's robotic arm, incorporated Anoplate's hard coat anodize to maximize abrasion resistance and prevent soil samples from becoming contaminated from the otherwise bare, unprotected aluminum. The robotic arm used the ISAD to dig a trench deep enough to access layers of potentially water ice-bearing soil. This icy soil was obtained using a high-speed rasp device housed within the ISAD scoop. The soil was then transferred to the thermal and evolved gas analyzer instrument onboard the spacecraft for chemical analysis. Honeybee Robotics of New York, New York approached Anoplate about anodizing a one-of-a-kind robot component late in 2006. After consulting with Anoplate engineers, a workable solution was arrived at, featuring extensive use of Anoplate's hard coat anodize. This type of anodize electrochemically converts aluminum surfaces into a ceramic hard aluminum oxide. Similar hard coat anodize coatings are used in rollers, in copying machines, automotive pistons, aircraft landing gear, and aluminum pots and pans. To read this entire press release and to learn more about Anoplate Corporation, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. Here's the calendar of events through August. On July 16th, Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar and dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. Seminar topic will be mandatory annual refresher training, hazardous waste generator with Bernie Moore of Moore Compliance and Training. Dinner meeting topic will be moving toward zero discharge and trichrome alternatives with NASF President Ray Lucas of Valley Chrome, Inc. And on August 5th through the 7th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop will take place in Gardner, Massachusetts. And for more information on these upcoming events, as well as events coming up in the fall, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.